Om Shanti. And today's subject, yesterday's Murali, Baba sees each and every one of us as the jewel of contentment. It's a beautiful image. I love this practice of being a soul and seeing myself as that shining star and looking at everyone as that shining star also. But I think this is now an addition to my practice to see each one as that sparkling jewel of contentment. And of course, the way we look at others influences them and allows the highest within them to emerge if you're seeing them with that highest vision. So I'm definitely going to keep this as my practice from now on. See each one, not just as a shining star, but a shining star of contentment. And Baba reminded us that contentment also opens up the door to many other powers. And contentment comes when you feel all the attainments from Baba. So first step, do I feel all the attainments from Baba? And of course Baba picked it up further on later, also when Baba was talking about being the embodiment of experience. And so experimenting and experiencing with all the different powers, come back to that a bit later. But also, this idea that through contentment, you're able to make everyone feel loved. Baba said, you feel love for yourself, you feel the love of the family, you feel the love from Baba, just simply through contentment. But of course, yes, I need to be able to make that connection with Baba so strong that not just sometimes, but at all times, the soul feels very full. Whatever Baba has, Baba wants to share with all of us. Baba doesn't need it in Paramdham. Does Baba need to be the ocean of peace in Paramdham? There's no feeling of that. There's no feeling of love. It's just quiet, inert. Even Baba doesn't think or feel in Paramdham. But when Baba comes on earth, then all the feelings of 5,000 years emerge. And so this is why Baba is able to give us so much love, so much love. And yesterday there were 21,000 people plus in the hall, but also lots of people outside. Because I think it's 21,000 who had come from Punjab and here and there. And of course, 2,000-3,000 who were residents up and down. And so Baba was able to give the experience of love to thousands, literally tens of thousands. And not just yesterday, but every time when we have that experience of Baba's Milan. And the other thing that I'm struck by is the fact that just as when Brahma Baba became Avyakt, we would go into Baba's room and we would feel Baba's physical presence there. And even today, you can feel that. Why is it that we all rush to Baba's room in Pandapavan? There's many meditation places, but everybody homes in on that. It's because Baba did tapasya there, but also Baba's picture. It feels very real, very alive. And so Baba makes himself present for all of us who are there. In the same way, when they first started videos, I was a little bit cynical. Well, you know, it's just a video. But I came to appreciate the fact that everyone in that hall actually feels Baba's presence, not just a video. But somehow Baba manifests and makes it very real for all of us so that we can feel that, yes, Baba's giving me drishti. When Baba asks us to raise our hands, we all raise our hands. When Baba asks us to clap, we clap. So it's a very real feeling of Baba's presence with us. So that experience of all attainments from one, can I connect within a second and feel Baba's company, Baba's companionship, and Baba filling me with all the qualities that I need for today? Early morning, sit with Baba, and you'll feel Baba fill you with the power that you need to handle whatever is going to come through the day, or the love, or the joy. I remember at one point, a sister said to me, she was facing a very heavy duty day ahead of her, and she sat for Amrit Vela, and she was filled with a huge amount of power, and she was able to sail through all the different things of that day. And she hadn't been expecting that Baba would give her special power, and yet it happened. She didn't know how much it would take from her, but it was like Baba knew. And so Baba gave her the power that was needed for the day, and she was able to manage it all beautifully. And so she said, now when I feel Baba give me extra power, I say, thank you, Baba. But I also say to Baba, Baba, what's ahead? But yes, Baba's able to do magic by filling us with whatever it is we need. And that's one aspect, all attainments now. But it's not just for now. It's filling the soul, emerging that sanskar that's already there from last kalpa. I, the soul, was the embodiment of truth. I, the soul, was the embodiment of peace. And I've forgotten. Forgot myself, forgot God, forgot my original qualities. And so in Baba's presence, in that connection, Baba's truth, Baba's love, is able to emerge that latent power that is within the soul so that it blossoms. And every time we do that, it blossoms further and further, and the roots of that go deeper and deeper, so that you really, truly, it's able to last me through the whole cycle. So, very beautiful experience of contentment through that. And if I'm discontent, it means there isn't that connection. And if there isn't that connection, why not? What is it that's creating the block? Baba tells us waste thoughts create the block. Ego creates the block. Whatever weakness I have, I'm thinking about that rather than thinking about Baba with love. So let me see, what is it that's creating the block? And it's so important to get rid of that discontent. I'm discontent with my role. I'm discontent with people around me. I'm discontent with anything and everything. And if I'm discontent, nobody, but nobody can satisfy me, not even God. And so I have to work on this feeling. Why am I discontent? You've also seen how if there's a soul who's discontent, they get triggered so easily. They're reactive. And so you think that something's very simple that's going on, but the reaction it creates within them is huge. But it wasn't you and what you said. It was actually the discontent that got triggered. And so the discontent created that upheaval and whatever explosion it was. And I don't want that for myself. I've seen it in others. Maybe I haven't seen it in myself. It's there in me too. And so when Baba talked about discontent and being able to finish that just simply with attainment from Baba, look inside very deeply and see what is it that's not allowing you to be content. If you're content, then things will start flowing in the direction Baba wants. While I say, I want this, I want that, I want the other, that's a block. And so I'm not content, want, then I say, well, it's a very royal want. It's not for me, it's for service. or it's for the benefit of somebody else, for whatever it is, but I am discontent. And so at that moment, my reactivity is manifesting. And if I don't stop that now, it's going to become stronger and stronger. Somebody said to me, it feels as if anger is stronger today in the family than it used to be. And ego seems to be stronger today than it used to be. And I think that's true in the sense that it's Maya fighting her last stand. How much longer do we have? Well, you have people here who are from the Gulf countries, from Iran, from Israel. And if you don't watch the news, that's good. But just have a chat with them and find out what's happening in their countries. And you'll see we're this close to the final step. And every so often they talk about maybe it's going to cool down, but it doesn't seem to be cooling down. It just seems to be another step in escalation, another step, a step closer to that final push of the button. Whether that's AI that does it, because no human being can take the responsibility for pushing the button, but something somewhere will happen. And so we're very, very close to the end times. And yes, I know that things can drag out a bit longer, but I need to deal with my sanskars now. And if I don't, then Maya is going to trouble me more, so that the last patch of the sanskars that I haven't dealt with, whatever it may be, is going to explode. And I see that's what's happening in the yajna sometimes, worldwide, the family everywhere. And so discontent, when Baba's talked about discontent or the other side, contentment, quite a bit in all the avyakt signals we've been getting, in the avyakt muralis we've been getting. Baba puts it differently in the sakar muralis. And Baba says, just make sure that you're peaceful, just make sure that you're calm and cool. But avyakt Baba spells it out. You have to come to a state of contentment, contentment with yourself first and foremost. Contentment with my role, contentment with who I am, contentment with my part in the drama. Whatever part it is Baba has given me, drama has given me, they work together. So I don't mind saying that God, the director, Baba, has given me the role. Creating that stable stage of contentment within myself will then allow it to be much, much easier in terms of contentment with others. And contentment with the self requires real honesty. If I'm discontent, am I still pointing the finger out there because of this, 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 and this? And then three fingers are pointing at me still. So I have to find the cause and I have to deal with it, so that it doesn't come on my list of giving Baba reasons why I'm not at the stage that Baba wants me to be in. So honesty with the self, absolutely being able to look at whatever are my weak spots with Baba's love. Baba's love is my support. Jagdish Bhai used to give a very simple example, but it's very valid. When a potter is at the wheel, then the wheel is spinning and the potter doesn't just tap the clay, the potter has to support it from within, whether it's a vase, whether it's a bowl, but there's support, there's the love, but then there's also the admonishment, there's also Baba telling us what it is we need to do to get us into the right shape. If there wasn't a support, the clay would fall. if it was only love. If there was only support and no tapping, there would be no shape. So both are needed. And so Baba is giving love, but also Baba is telling us what we need to do. And so can I remember that and take Baba's love, but also in Baba's presence, it's important to do it feeling Baba's companionship. If I just see my weaknesses on my own, I'm going to feel very disheartened. But can I feel Baba's presence, the love, the support that's ongoing? Baba doesn't give up on anyone. Baba doesn't say, well, she's tried 5 times and she's failed, so she's not going to manage again. Even Dadi didn't give up on anyone. So Baba for sure doesn't give up on anyone. So the love and the support is continuous. It's always there. But I also need the realization from Baba's messages about what I need to do. So it's a subject I've thought about deeply for many years, creating a stage of being content. Externally, I have, I don't have, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, but I need to be content. And so in times to come, where maybe there isn't the food we want to have, maybe there isn't water enough, except just basic, maybe not even that. Whatever it is, there won't be electricity for sure. That's going to go at some point, and maybe sooner than we imagine, with all this fuss about gas and energy and oil and everything. Electricity is probably going to be one of the things that goes off. In India, there's a big, big storm about gas cylinders. And what's going to happen to us? We can live on fruits. India has an abundance of fruits. We can manage on that. Whatever it is, can I still be content? Because if I'm discontent, the quality of my effort isn't the high level that Baba wants it to be. The quality of my effort is going to be much reduced. And so I need to keep a high speed, high level, so that I get to my destination before time. Baba didn't mention it yesterday morning Baba mentioned it actually, but not yesterday evening. We were lucky, 2 Avyak Muralis in one day. But the second topic that Baba picked up, that was a bit of a surprise, because Baba had dealt with it in the morning, but Baba doesn't forget. And so that was like a year earlier, or a few years earlier. And now Baba again reminding us of the homework. And I haven't seen Baba pick up a topic so quickly. And for us it was the same day. Morning, Baba talking about give no excuses. You cannot say this is the reason why I didn't reach my karmatit stage. Today I can give many excuses. And Baba sometimes says how we are very clever and we create many excuses. But Baba sees through those excuses. But of course, Baba seeing through it is one thing, but I've missed out. If at this moment I'm giving excuses for whatever it may be, I'm missing out on the opportunity to take Baba's help and make effort in the way that's needed. And so the message yesterday morning, yesterday evening, no more excuses. And yes, it's true. Out of love, a child will be able to follow a discipline that otherwise the child couldn't. Just simply out of love. And so Baba saying, won't you do this out of love for me? Just give up one word from your dictionary. Baba's not asking for everything, just one word. So Baba's making it easy for us. Understand that it can be easy. And out of love, let it be easy. And so the second major part of the Murali about excuses, and it's not the time to be giving Baba any reason for anything at all. Is it laziness? Is it carelessness? What is it that's making me give excuses? On the one side, we have a lot of knowledge, and we know the ins and outs of why challenges come, how to deal with them. We can repeat Baba's muralis. We know all the answers to the questions. But what is it that's inhibiting me? And I think basically, this is why Baba says, laziness is a big, big block. Lust and anger, they've been described as the big devils, the big demons, which they are. But the next one that's been taken very, very seriously has been laziness. And so the lazy intellect, lazy not in terms of timetable, lazy not in terms of service, ready to go here and there, but lazy in terms of the subtle attention that I need to give to myself and the quality of my thinking. It's easy to say after an incident, well, my words were these, but could I have done it differently if I had been more attentive to the track my mind was beginning to go on when something happened? Instead of taking it in a negative way, could I at that moment have turned it in a positive direction and seen it differently so that my response was a yogi one, one that's based on God's loving relationship with me and God's loving relationship with the other? And so catching myself, and Daddy sometimes used to say, think before you think, which means once the train has got going, it's very difficult to stop it. But you know the signs. You recognize yourself to that extent where you know what it is that's going to jump out. I see someone coming and I turn the other way so that I don't meet them. Well, what was the thinking behind that? I saw them coming. What was the trigger in my mind that led to that action which was so gross and obvious that I don't have a good connection with them, that I actually took a different turn? So think before you let the train out of the station. Don't let thoughts come rushing, but take a moment. You see someone, just pause. Can I see the shining star of contentment in their forehead rather than anything else, rather than the memory of last year or this morning? This morning can be bad, but last year can be as bad as this morning. Whatever scene it was, it's embedded in the soul. And the more I think about it, the deeper it gets into the soul itself. And so that attention in which I need to make effort and I stop my thoughts going off in the wrong direction. And so Baba's saying, it's not a time to continue with excuses anymore. It's a time to really put a full stop to that and finish so that I can make real effort in the way that I would like to and in the way that Baba wants me to also. Then the third section about the embodiment of experience. You know, there are some exams that if you fail one, you fail the lot. English language tests, I've seen a few people go through that in recent times, in the last few years. And they've got various categories. And you have to have minimal pass mark in each category before you can be called pass. You can have full marks, excellence, in 2, 3, 4 of those categories. But if within 1 or 2 categories you don't reach the minimal pass level, the whole thing goes, you fail. You lose your money, you lose whatever it is you were striving to attain, it's gone. So it's important, not just 1 subject, 2 subject, 3 subjects, but with Baba it's 4 subjects. And so I can't say, I know Gyan inside out. I've been hearing Gyan for decades, so of course I know everything. I do. But have I had the experience of Gyan? It's not going to be considered full marks until I've experienced the beauty of the soul, the beauty of God, the beauty of the dharana of putting a full stop and using Gyan for service. And of course every subject is connected with the others. When you're talking about the embodiment of Gyan, then it's not theory, but it's the practical application in dharana. It's the way you think through the day, so that then you're going to have good yoga. And Baba's been emphasizing not just yoga when you sit down, but a connection with Baba at all times. And so Baba very clearly defining what he means when it says, be the embodiment of each one of the aspects of knowledge, each one of the aspects of the virtues, each one of the aspects of power. To the extent that I know myself, I can see which particular quality it is that I'm lacking. 7 days of the week take up a different value each day and experiment with it and just see what's happening with that quality through the day. And when you want to sit quietly reflecting, then pick up that virtue and just ask yourself, how does Baba demonstrate this? Can I learn from that? And can I start experimenting with my own experience of how Baba uses that particular quality? Baba's the benefactor. Am I a benefactor for those who are around me? Yes, I can't give them mukti and jivan mukti. Baba even gives us that title, that you are the bestowers of mukti and jivan mukti. But okay, I can't do all the things that God does. But following in the Father's footsteps, Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, both, can I see how whatever Baba is saying in the Murli, and for those who had the fortune of being around Avyakt Bab Dada, when Baba would come and meet with us, what is it that Baba did? What is it that Baba said that gave us that feeling that there's only the thought of giving us benefit? And so experiment with each virtue in this way, connecting it with your experience and relationship with Baba, and seeing to what extent you have it within yourself. And if you don't, practice keeping Baba in front. The only way to achieve anything is through practice. Simple things, big things. I was thinking the other day there was something very simple, but there's a method to it. The brothers in Tapovan are literally picking tons and tons of grapes, and they distributed grapes not only for Dadi Gulzar's bhog, but they're going to distribute again for Dadi Janki's bhog. So they took us, they wanted us to go into the orchard and see the grapes dangling rather than just grapes in the basket. So we made time to go along, and it was really gorgeous. It was beautiful. And they said, well, why don't you pick? And I was tugging away, and it wasn't coming off. And I thought, well, they'll bring me a knife. And they said, no, you don't need a knife. There's a way to do it. Instead of pulling down, take it up. Trick. And it came off within a flash. No effort, no energy. They have the practice, they've discovered the technique, and they can teach you. So practice. You'll find the technique and you'll be able to demonstrate it and you'll show others. And so, whether it's being a benefactor, whether it's being the one who's the embodiment of truth, the one who's the embodiment of love, whatever it is, see Baba or the Dadis, those of you who are with the Dadis, who haven't met a Dadi. Drama. It's a good few. But what can I say at this moment? It's drama. Oh, and time is running out. But this was actually one of the questions from someone a bit earlier. What is meant by being the embodiment and how to practice? So we're already into questions. Okay. But that was the third big topic that Baba took up yesterday.
So Om Shanti. Yeah, I saw that Sister Jenti's class was so beautiful. I was hesitant to come up to ask the questions. So anyway, we still have got about 15 minutes or so. So thank you for that beautiful revision for us, for the morning. And yes, Sister Jenti, what Baba said, that why we're not contented, Baba said the main reason is body consciousness. And body consciousness is such a big thing that sometimes we don't realize it. So can you share with us some secret of subtle body consciousness that sometimes we're not aware and we're still happening, and that's why we are not experiencing that contentment that we should be experiencing because we have so many attainments.
There are three things that, two are from Baba's Muralis directly, and then Dadi had taken up that subject. She'd actually taken it up in August at one point, and when we came to Madhuban in October, Baba mentioned those two things. And I was very struck by that, that Dadi had told us in August, and here was Baba reminding us. And the two things that Baba mentioned, that Dadi had spoken of, when I say, I like something, because today I say, or even I prefer, if I have a preference and a like, food or a place or clothes, well, today it's all these external things, but tomorrow it'll be people. I'll say, I like this one, which means I don't like someone else. I prefer this, which means something else is not okay, someone else. And so Baba had taken that up. And the second thing that Baba had mentioned, and Dadi had also taken it up, she said, when someone says, I am right, I know this, this is my experience, well, what about everybody else? Are they all wrong? And maybe it's not them that's wrong, maybe it's me that's wrong. So when I've got this in my head that I know better, I know what is right. Now, it's something that we do in a very ordinary way. We don't think it's a big deal to say, I'm right, I know this, this is my experience. So those two things Baba had mentioned. And the third thing that Baba had mentioned at a different time, but again, it's very much connected with the ego of body consciousness. If I take sorrow, if somebody says something and I take sorrow from that, then what happened? Was I not detached enough? Or is it that it's sparking a reaction in me because there's some truth in what they're saying and I don't want to acknowledge it to myself even? And so when there's pain, when there's sorrow, from either a situation or a person, then that's also a sign of body consciousness. So these three things. And we don't always associate it with body consciousness. We usually feel that, well, this is my journey, this is who I am, this is the process I'm going through. That's all true, but all of those things are body conscious. So my process, well, I'm still at that stage where there's a lot more work to be done.
When we are settling karmic account, sometimes we do feel some pain and sorrow, right? And that is also a body consciousness that not enabling us to have full contentment.
If there's a karmic account with somebody and I'm reacting with pain and sorrow,
mm-hmm.
I'm not settling it.
Yeah.
I'm creating more karma because I'm going to hold that. And then it's going to come out in my attitude to them, my language with them, my eyes, my vision towards them. And so it's the start of more karma rather than settling karma.
Yeah.
If whatever is the karmic account, I take it peacefully. Like today Baba uses the word, stay silent. You know, just shut your lips, zip your mouth. Don't get into it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, action, reaction. And it's going to carry on forever.
Yeah.
So there has to come a point where I say stop. And I can't tell them to stop. They're not going to listen.
Mm.
I have to tell myself, I have to stop.
Mm. I have to work on myself. Yeah. And something Baba and very often has talked about determination. Baba has said determination is the key to success. But sometimes I feel as if determination, I'm pushing myself, I'm forcing myself. It's like I'm using the hard way and not the loving way. I know that, but still I'm whatever is sanskars. So for example, Sister Jayanti, for example, in my life, there are challenges and how determination can move me forward. For example, some sanskars that I've never dreamt and it came out. And so I'm determined to get rid of those sanskars. So I work on it and it's like I'm pushing myself. Is there a better, easier way? Because I haven't, those sanskars didn't appear before, but suddenly it came out. Is it difficult?
I understand totally. And I'm thinking how there was one particular sanskar I had, and to a great extent, it's been dealt with. It doesn't.
Got rid of it.
I didn't know I had anger until I was about 22. Because there'd never been a situation that had made me angry as such. Everything was fine, everything was good, things were going on. I got upset, but I didn't associate being upset with anger. It is actually part of that also. But I'd get upset, but never angry as such. And at one point, and this was after Daddy had come to London, and I was staying in the center, and people weren't doing the things that they promised they would. And so they'd opt out at the last minute, or they'd say, I forgot, or they'd arrive late. And so I started getting irritated, and it became, and I didn't take note of it, it became anger. And then there came a moment when there was a phone call with somebody, and there was a big financial mistake that had been made by the other person. And I got angry. And at that moment, it felt very big. And even today, it wasn't a little figure, it was a big figure. Even today, I'd say it's a big figure. So that moment, it felt huge. And I just got angry because it was just carelessness that had made it happen. Instead of giving proper attention, there'd been carelessness somewhere along the line. And when I put down the phone, I cried. I had created pain for myself and pain for another, instead of being patient and dealing with it calmly, I'd allowed anger to come. And that was so hard for me to take and realize. I decided, I don't want this to happen again. And so I'd be very careful. And every time I could feel irritation coming up, I'd change that. And as I say, it took a few years, it didn't happen overnight. But also, I had to say to Baba, Baba, I really don't want this anymore. And so I feel it was just taking help from Baba by acknowledging it with honesty with Baba. And as I say, to a large extent, it's gone. It's probably still lurking somewhere, and maybe it's going to pop up somewhere, but to a large extent, it's been dealt with.
So, I would say that you are good, in the sense that you work on yourself and are successful. But for myself, and I'm not sure about others, there are certain sanskars that we're still working on and had not been successful. Maybe after 20 years or more. And sometimes I feel that I maybe don't have faith in myself, and I change the method. So I begin to have faith in myself and positivity and self-respect. So if that means that I've lost determination?
No, it means your determination is so good that you found a different method and you're applying that method.
Okay.
And yes, faith in the self is very important. Mm. It's not ego. Faith in the self means that you have dignity, you have respect for yourself, you treat others with respect, and so it's very important to have self-respect.
So does it mean that I have determination on one hand, but if it's not successful, I should use other yuktis or methods to get rid of whatever I want to do?
Definitely. Baba had said at one point, here's a wall in front of you. And you try taking a hammer and you're beating the wall down and it's nothing's happening. So what you can do is go around it or take a jump and go above it.
Yeah, sometimes, I was just thinking that did I lose the key of determination? Did I not have faith, or is it being careless, not having determination? Like you said just now, carelessness and laziness is a big thing, big maya. So,
But what you did was right, in the sense that if this way isn't working, let me find another way. And Baba gives us many, many different methods to deal with everything. It's never just one method. Many yuktis.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. And I have some other questions that...
You seem to have a long list of questions.
I try to... Yeah, anyway, Father Brahma, Baba said that, I hope I do have some more time, is waiting for you children to open the gates. The advanced party is also waiting for you. Baba said that we should have an authority or experience. Do you have any experience of this? Of Baba opening the gates, waiting for us.
That I definitely have the experience. I feel that Baba's been waiting. Avyakta path lasted 49 years. Sakhar part 33 years, then 49 years. And even after the Sakhar part has finished, it's already 9 years. Mm-hmm. 9 years since the Avyakt part finished. And so Baba must really be, I won't say impatient, but wondering, well, how come the children don't understand what they need to do? And today in the Murali, Baba said, when you're ready, then the kingdom will be established. The kingdom will be ready.
Mm.
So,
we are ready.
Yes.
Are you ready?
No.
So earlier, how many more years do you think?
It's a good question. Because Baba says, fix a date. Fix a date for yourself. You can't fix a date for everybody else, but you can fix a date for yourself. And I have to think about it further.
Yeah.
But... today I was asked the question about, it slipped. With an interaction, it's gone somewhere, but it's okay.
Okay. Now, yesterday's Muli, Baba said, Baba mentioned your name. Right? And Baba said, is it possible for the whole zone to be obstacle free? To become obstacle free? And Baba especially asked you, Jane, to speak. So at that time, first time when you heard the Muli, how did you feel at that time?
On the one side, there's the intoxication that Baba's seeing me, Baba's remembering me. But on the other side, there's the feeling that, Baba, how can I answer for everybody else? So there's that feeling too. But I remember that it's beautiful if Baba can see you and call your name and remember you. It's tangible proof of Baba remembering you.
You're very lucky.
Very lucky.
You're very fortunate. Baba has his eyes on you, even in front of the whole crowd. So it's lovely.
I feel very, very lucky. Yeah. And yes, I'm still here because Baba has his eyes on me.
I'm sure he is all the time. And Sister Jayanti, Baba said about becoming free from obstacles for all time. It's such a huge, high bar, you know, you set for us. I think it's a very huge attainment. Obstacle free, not once, twice, 1 month, 2 months, but all the time. Is it possible at this time?
My understanding today of that is different to what it used to be. And I see that as just the question of my attitude. Because Baba spoke about just seeing everything as a game. Don't see it as anything else, just see it as a game. And the obstacle is there in a sense that there's a challenge. But my attitude changes when I see it as a game and I'm not troubled by it anymore. It's not influencing my inner stage of consciousness. Then at what point all those external things will change, I've no idea. But I know that whatever it's out there, it's not impacting my own awareness. And so I see it in that way. In the sense that you've heard the story of Dadiji when there was this instruction from Indira Gandhi that we have to not use the Red Fort, we have the Ram Leela ground, we mustn't use the Ram Leela ground. Well, I was there in Delhi at that time when in the morning, we just arrived from London the day before and we heard this news that everything might be cancelled, and then Dadi had initiated an all-night yoga program, and in the morning she said, go to Indira Gandhi and see what she has to say now. And meanwhile, what had happened that people had come, had seen this goddess statue and said to Indira Gandhi, if we take her down, it's going to be bad omens. And so a bit of superstition is always useful. So at that moment, then the delegation went to meet Indira Gandhi and they said, everything's fine, it's okay. So that is attitude. What can we do? I'm not going to just say, yeah, okay, we take everything down. But that is determination and her attitude. With Baba, everything is possible. She didn't let it impact her inner stage. And then, of course, she found a way externally also. And she told them, work through the night and get everything ready. And she didn't know that Indira Gandhi was going to send people that morning.
Yeah.
But her stage was such that then the obstacle flew away.
Yeah. So we have heard so many stories of removing obstacles through the power of silence. The power of yoga. Do you think it works every time? Because sometimes I find that even though, I mean, I have tried it before, but it's like, maybe I'm not having faith in myself and not putting full effort. Can you share with us two yuktis to become obstacle free besides having yoga, power of yoga?
I was going to say that I think this is an obstacle. But maybe it's not an obstacle. Maybe it's there because it's not the right time for it to happen. Maybe something's coming up because it's not the right situation. I want this house for Baba, and I think it's the best house for Baba. And yet, who knows what the story is behind that house and whatever, whatever. And I say, well, it's an obstacle that's in my way. No, it's Baba's protection for me. And so can I look at things always in a positive direction? Even if it's not what I want, maybe it's what is right in the drama. So forget about lack of faith or anything like that. But yes, my attitude, is it bothering me? Am I getting upset that this is happening? Now that's where I have failed. And so I have to sort that out, and the obstacle will come and go and whatever happens. So obstacle-free means no obstacles in here.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Looking at the time, this is an impromptu question. Well, looking at the situation around the world, so delicate and critical, what is your one advice for us to reach the destination on time? Because the destination can be a physical destination, which we are really not sure at the moment, but also my own destination of my journey.
If there are situations at your service place that you need to attend to, then yes, make full effort to change your ticket and to find a way to get back home as soon as possible. But if there's nothing that's absolutely imminent that's pulling you, then take it as a gift from Baba that you have extra time here in Madhuban and use that time well for yourself. But the important thing is whether you decide to change your ticket and go, or whether you decide to stay until the path opens up. Are you stable in here, or is your mind in a state of upheaval? That's the important thing to check. And so my inner stability means my connection with Baba is going to stay strong, and I'll catch the signals that Baba wants me to catch. And so that's very, very important. The other thing is the message that Dadi gave people when the Twin Towers had fallen. And Dadi's message was about peace and so on and so on. But the sentence that she wrote, somebody wrote it for her, but she told them to write this. So the sentence that she stated in that was, don't take sides. And it is so much the stance of a powerful yogi. I say, this one's wrong, this one's right. I don't know. What are the secrets of karma? What are the secrets of drama? I don't know. Who is right? Who is wrong? There's so much stuff covering up everything. You'll never get to the end of it. So your job as God's messenger is to give peace to all. So when we have collective yoga and we sit for yoga, yes, you're connecting with Baba. And you're up there with the sun. You're not down here thinking about this country or this person or this and that. You're up above with the sun and let God's light reach everywhere. It's a big deal because I belong to this side. And then I hear Baba saying, don't take sides. It's a big step. But this is what is meant by being soul conscious, not connected with anything of bodily matter.
So
thank you.
Huge, huge thanks. Thank you so much. So let's wave our hand to say thank you for that wonderful session this evening. And we will have meditation. Sister Jayanti will be with us for meditation till 7:30. So thank you, everyone. Om Shanti.